Hey, Kane Brown joining us in the studio, hanging out. He's a little slow today. It's, you know, the life of Kane Brown. It's not our life. It's you know, it's late nights of drinking and partying with famous people. That's his move.
What, you were going to try to deny it?
Trying to deny it?
No.
You can't deny that.
I don't know. Why would hanging out, man.
Why would you deny that? Did you go drinking last night with him, or did you just hang out with him?
No, it was an awkward situation.
Why?
I don't know. Some friend, you know, just friends fangirling. And
oh no, set the whole. First off, Post Malone is who you're hanging out with. So why was it so awkward?
When you're up at a private bar by yourself, you just want to hang out, you know, be a normal person. And we were at the private bar.
So who
bar.
Was trying to be normal, you or Post Malone?
Both of us.
Okay.
I was trying to be normal.
Right, cool.
He was trying to be normal.
Okay.
And then.
But other people don't let it be normal.
Well, all my friends got to start gurming and fangirling. And,
oh, on him.
Yeah. And trying to run up there. And I was like, man.
Oh,
like,
man.
Just you're embarrassing me.
Yeah. So then eventually his tour manager came and grabbed me and was like, yo, Post wants you to come up here and just talk to him for a second. So I went up there and told him, I was like, man, sorry for them coming and bothering you, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, you're a cool dude, man. And just got me a beer. Started drinking and talking.
Wow. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Did y'all compare tats and all that?
You got any
new tats since last
time? I did, man. I'm really in love with the song that I wrote called Homesick with my buddy Taylor Phillips. That's one of the guys that was actually Gurman. Love you, Taylor. But yeah, I got Homesick on my knuckles just for how much I'm going on the road all the time.
Homesick. Okay, you gotcha. So not on all of them, just on the four?
Four and four.
On the things?
Four on right, four on left.
So is it to where you can see it or where other people can see it? Other people can see it.
Yeah.
Are you ever going to regret putting Homesick on your fingers?
No. See, because I got into this that hopefully, you know, like, I would never go back to a corporate job. So if I do got to go back to a corporate job, it's just going to be... Like, I did it before I even started music, basically just to make me want to get out of a corporate job.
There's only one way to really ensure that you don't ever have a corporate job, and that's a full facial tattoo.
That's right.
No,
like,
not
the
doing
entire
that.
Face.
Because you can wear gloves.
I'm not
you can go,
that.
Hey, I'm sorry, I got psoriasis. And you wear your gloves and your interview over at, you know, Cisco, and... And then you go, I'm sorry, man. They're like, well, that's fine, because where you're going to be at, you know, it's going to be in the back where you got to wear gloves. You'd be like, well, that's perfect for me, because I got homesick on my knuckles. Nah. They'd be like, what?
I'm not, I don't know. I want to be in this for the long haul.
Well, like Bubba said, if you're truly in, you'll get a tattoo on your face. And Patrick can do it right now. He was in prison. He can do it. Give him a prison tat on his face, Patrick.
Using what?
An ink pen and rubber bands.
I don't even think that's a thing.
No, you got to heat the pen up.
You
got to heat it up?
Yeah. Wait a second. You don't know how to do a prison tat?
Shoot, man. No, I don't know any of that.
Kane, tell him how to do a prison tat.
Well, you got to ink it up. You got to get some alcohol.
Wait, how do you know?
I watch movies, man.
You watched it in a movie?
The street raised him.
Jeez.
You heat it up, and then you clean off. You don't have to clean off your skin.
Don't say how to do. I don't want anyone to do this.
Well, it's not like they listening. Can't Bing it or Google it.
They could just go Google to prison if they really want to find out how to do it.
Yeah. We're huge in the incarcerated population.
We actually are.
Yeah.
We have a lot of incarcerated listeners. We get jail mail all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff.